Welcome back to the New Talk, the Bob Davis Podcasts. This is podcast 741. Get ready. The Doomers are at it again. So you might recall a podcast I did about a year ago in September of 2017, because everyone was saying the world was going to end on September 23rd, I think it was, 2017. And there were tons of videos all over YouTube and lots of people talking about it. Well, the end of the world has been rescheduled for July 27th, 2018, just a few days from now. In fact, Friday, I believe. And we're going to talk about it in this podcast. I'm going to share some excerpts from YouTube, which is always fun, my favorite source of information. But I really want to talk about the concept of surrealism and despair. We're going to do that in podcast 741, the Bob Davis Podcasts. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't drink the tap water in my town. What I do is I buy bottled water. And I buy bottled water because I do not like the taste of the tap water, and I don't trust the tasteless, odorless, and colorless toxins which may be in the water or the stuff that the city puts in the water to make it safe to drink. So I buy the bottled water. And lately, because my friend Joe Berg is doing the Water Butler water purification system, which I'm going to tell you about, I've been paying attention to how much I actually spend on bottled water, and it's a lot of money, too much money for bottled water to be safe. And bottled water has fluoride in it, right? So when you buy two or three cases at a time, carrying it in from the car up the stairs, people worry about the fluoride and so on. There is a solution to this. This is Water Butler. It's affordable. It's available. They have all kinds of different water purification systems, whether they go under the sink or down in the basement. Here's what you do. Check out MasterPlumberMN.com or click on that banner at the top of the page at the BobDavisPodcast.com that says Water Butler. The guys at Water Butler can set you up with a water purification system that will end your dependence on bottled water forever. Okay, here's a number. If you don't want to do the website and the banners and so forth, you just call 763-286-8328, 763-286-8328. That is Joe Berg at Water Butler. If you live in St. Louis Park, Rogers, Maple Grove, Edina, Plymouth, or Minnetonka, if you're digging a well and you're getting water that tastes kind of metallic, even though it's probably pretty pure, if you want to purify your water right from the source, think about choosing the Water Butler. 68 years of experience with plumbing, 30 years of experience with water filtration systems. 763-286-8328. That's 763-286-8328. Ask for Joe Berg, click on the banner at the top of the page at the BobDavisPodcast.com or visit MasterPlumberMN.com. End your dependence on bottled water forever today. And I haven't got my purification system in yet. They're coming soon, so I've got my bottled water right here. Soon, my brother. Soon. So, pilots, if you're heading over to Oshkosh to the big air show, I'm not going this year because I have things I got to do, but if you're heading over there, if you're flying over there, you want to be safe on takeoffs and landings. You know how important it is to know how much lift your wing is producing for those turns, especially that final turn before you land. You want to get an Alpha Systems angle of attack indicator because AOA and Alpha Systems AOA especially saves lives. They're going to be in Building C at EAA. Go watch Mark Korn do his thing. While you're there, if you stand there for any length of time, you're gonna see pilots walk up who either have it or want to have it, and they're going to be telling stories about how they lost lift and they almost killed themselves. So go there, talk to Mark, get this thing in your cockpit. It'll save your life. Well, before I start with the YouTube video, today was a perfect day. Beautiful summer day in so many ways. If you didn't have YouTube, if you didn't have talk radio, if you didn't have the internet, if you didn't have cable television news, if you didn't have Instagram or Facebook, if you didn't have sources to tell you things that are going on that you can check at a stoplight or wherever you want, what would you do? You would go out and you would enjoy this beautiful blue sky with billowing perfect white clouds, A picture-perfect sunset with blue darkening into azure and purple finally as the sun set around 10 o'clock tonight. It was a great day for lunch outside. It was a great day to mow the lawn. It was a great day to leave work early. But that is not how some people see it or experience these beautiful days. I came out of the Whole Foods this afternoon, and there was an SUV parked there, and it had something to the effect of in this hateful world we live in, it's understandable that some people would want to die rather than have to be themselves. And I actually took a picture of it, posted it on Instagram. And when I was taking this picture, a girl walked up and she was like, "I got to take a picture of that. That is the weirdest message." I have no idea what it meant or what the intention was, but I have been thinking about this concept that things seem surreal lately. And I have come to the conclusion, and this is certainly nothing new to some people, but I think a lot of people are in and living in and experiencing some kind of despair. And I think a lot of it has to do with just overload of information that is not positive. Either we're worried about the end of the world, which is caused by some evil thing. We are worried about payback for our evil deeds. We are worried about the wicked world that we live. And this is all over the place in every news source, whether it's one awful story after another on the internet or in some kind of thing that we listen to. Some woman got drunk and peed in a plane, and isn't that terrible? Somebody beat somebody up. Somebody pushed somebody off a platform somewhere. Something terrible was done to someone by someone else. Someone tweeted something to some president in caps and scared the hell out of everybody. And I just I have to look at that and think, no wonder people are despairing, or no wonder people despair would be the right way to say it. No wonder people who are perhaps weak of mind or spirit come to the conclusion that it's so hard to be yourself in this wicked world that we live in. Why would you want to live? And this is having experienced death close to me recently, in the last year. I just get really angry when I hear that. And I wrote on my Facebook page, and I wrote on Instagram, "Man the F up." That's what you have to do. But that's another subject for another day. This despair thing, this negativity has reached the point where it's really bothering me, and I feel like it's really hurting people. And I don't know what to do about it. I'm not going to suggest that there's something to do about it. You know how I feel. Most of the time is just turn it off. And also remember that your mind gets in the way of your own success more often than not. And I say this to myself as well as to anybody listening, that if you can turn your mind off, you can accomplish things. In other words, stop listening to your negative self-talk. We all have it. It's all part of everyone. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not fast enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm not pretty enough. Blah, 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 blah. One of the things that we hear in yoga all the time is, yes, you can. Yes, you can do more cardio. Yes, you can do another push-up. Yes, you can do those mountain climbers. Yes, you can hold Warrior II for another 2 minutes if you have to. Yes, you can. And once you get past your mind telling you, I can't do this, you'd be surprised what you can do. And it's important for people to hear that. It's important for young people to hear it. It's important for everybody to hear it. If they are feeling weak, yes, you can. It's not an Obama slogan. It's the truth. Yes, you can, and you will. And many have done more with less than you have. So you can do it. So on July 27th, this week, parts of Europe, Asia, Africa, and the deep South Pacific, like Australia, we'll see a lunar eclipse lasting about 1 hour and 43 minutes. You're going to hear this again and again in these YouTube videos that I'm going to play for you, because the way it works is, if you want to sound really official when you have nothing to say, that's what you start out with. You give a list of facts about something. This is going to happen on July 27th, and then here's what it means. So as the moon does when these things occur from time to time, not every lunar eclipse will cause this, but the light of the sun will be reflected around the Earth, which is blocking the moon from the other side, and it will turn the light will cause the moon to take on a reddish or orange hue. This is now suddenly called a blood moon, and this is the stuff of legend. This particular eclipse has filled the internet and YouTube with dire predictions about our future on this planet.
Yeah, what's going on, family? Shaman B. Miles coming to you live once again with another video from the B. Miles 84 Conscious Channel. Excuse me, y'all. I'm actually going to come to y'all with a very important video, man. There's actually going to be something, you know, going down this coming Friday, July 27, 2018. They said it's going to be a total lunar eclipse that's going down, and it's going to be a blood moon. Now it's going to be a blood moon this coming July 27th, which is going to be this Friday of 2018. And this preacher said it's going to be something prophetic, and he's calling it the end of the world. If you ask me, no, it's the end of the Edomites world. And what they're doing is they're counting down time.
Okay, I made a post on Instagram on the 13th of July, warning people about this event. Okay, this blood moon is coming up on the 27th. This blood moon / lunar eclipse is going to last on the 28th. The lunar eclipse will be an hour and 42 minutes, and July 27th will be the full blood moon. Okay, so that means there's going to be a paradigm shift on the planet. Every time a blood moon hits, okay, there's a shift in consciousness. There's a paradigm shift on the planet because the moon emits low frequency EMF waves. Okay, it emits low frequency EMF waves, and it hits our brain. Okay, it hits a certain part of our brain that controls our emotions. And if we're already operating on low vibrations, we're going to be affected by this moon in a negative way.
This eclipse and blood moon and blue moon, or whatever you want to call it, has taken on apocalyptic qualities.
This July we will be experiencing a major energy shift with the July full blood moon coinciding with the longest total lunar eclipse of the 21st century. Prepare yourself to face your darkest secrets and hidden weaknesses during this uncomfortable time of personal growth and transformation. Often blamed for times of great chaos and confusion, the full moon is well known in our society for its ability to influence the masses.
Jesus said that the generation that is alive, that witnesses the rebirth of the nation of Israel, the leaves returning to the fig tree, will be the generation that sees the coming of the Son of Man. We are that generation. The time is at hand.
And of course, if you use the theme from Stranger Things, that only makes what you say, it only gives what you say yet more credibility. So I have to point that out. Now, very quickly, who came up with the Blood Moon prophecy? Well, not the people that you're listening to. The Blood Moon prophecy was a series of apocalyptic beliefs promoted by Christian ministers John Hagee and Mark Biltz, which I have talked about in previous podcasts, which gets into this whole question of a tetrad, which is a series of four consecutive lunar eclipses coinciding on Jewish holidays, which, by the way, is a lunar calendar. So, of course, they coincide with Jewish holidays, but that's another thing. And six full moons in between with no intervening partial lunar eclipses, which means all sorts of things, which it doesn't mean. This all started on April 2014, and supposedly based on Revelation and Joel and Acts and Daniel, this is going to end. Well, actually, the tetrad ended on September 27th through the 28th, 2015. And then last year, they said it was going to cause the end of the world. One thing that YouTube demonstrates very well is the ability of people to copy others. And that is what the preponderance of these videos do. Some of them have a lot of views, some of them don't have a lot of views, but most of them are taking their lead, or if they're not directly copying Hagee or Hagee, I don't even know how to say the guys, it's Hagee and Mark Biltz. Here we go.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Hacking the Headlines. Thank you all for joining me today. I wanted to talk about something that is going to be happening to our moon on July 27th of this year, because I think it holds a lot of significance to both people who follow Christ and biblical teachings, and also to the occult world that is in control of everything we see, pretty much. So I wanted to go over all of that. And I also wanted to talk about all of these different events that keep on happening in our sun, moon, and stars, and kind of give you the big picture of it. And now, while every blood moon or every eclipse really is a time for the occult to do their rituals and sacrifices, this one will be especially important to them, not only because of the blood coloring to the moon, which represents, of course, sacrifice and initiation to the occult, but just the sheer length of it, and also it being on July 27th. 27 being a very important number. I think a lot of us know about the 27 Club. And this number is especially important to them because it represents the perfect cube. 3 cubed, or 3 to the third power, 3 times 3 times 3, equals 27. And now, if you study the occult, you know how important these numbers are to them, especially the number 3, the number 33, and even 333. So if you've ever wondered why they have a 27 club, well, there's your answer. They're obsessed with the cube symbolism, the meaning behind it. But I won't get into all that in this video.
So the 27 club is a club in which Jimi Hendrix died when he was 27, Janis Joplin died when she was 27, Kurt Cobain died when he was 27, so that's the 27 Club. I don't know what that has to do with the blood moon, but, you know, of course the occultists are going to be all over it, because that's what it means. This is what I'm talking about.
We've got some very important information to go over with you, and it's about the sixth seal that's coming July 27th. Now, it looks like this is a very good possibility for the sixth seal. The sixth seal requires a blood moon, as does the midpoint, the abomination of desolation. And we only have 2 qualifying blood moons left.
So yeah, people who don't know anything just copy what someone else wrote or said, and then they sound authoritative if they just give some facts surrounding something. None of this is based, by the way, on any kind of fact anyway. There have been, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds, and there will be hundreds of eclipses in the 21st century. This is theory based on their interpretation of the Bible. The Bible doesn't just print out in plain English. This is all going to end in 2018 after this moon. It doesn't say that. They go through and they interpret based on their ideas about things, and they're saying all these things are going to happen. So before these guys, these Christian ministers who started this whole thing up and others like him, I don't remember anybody calling it a blood moon. I do remember blue moon, and the only time that I heard anyone talk about a blue moon was when something happened and somebody would say, well, that's never going to happen again, or those kinds of things only happen once in a blue moon, because a blue moon, the second full moon in 1 month, is so rare. Now, every month we have some apocalyptic thing happening, whether it's a volcano or some star alignment or the moon doing something weird or a sunspot or something like that. You get this whole thing about Jesus saying there will be signs in the heaven. So if you are a small business person, large business person, or a medium-sized business person, and you are interested in payment processing for your clients, for your business, listen up, because this message is for you. If you're a developer and you are putting together software for back offices for your clients, or building e-commerce websites for your clients, and you're going to put in a payment processing module or plugin, listen carefully, because this message is for you. Relia Fund is a payment processor I've been working with for a while. They have been in business for 20 years. They have no long-term contracts. They're secure. They're technology-focused. They do a great job. If you call them, you're going to talk to a human being, either Greg Lowry or Kevin Hill. They're great guys. 866-243-5040. 866-243-5040. 866-243-5040 at Relia Fund. Getting paid faster is what it's all about. The faster you can get money, the better the cash flow. And it also also helps your clients because they can take care of stuff without having to worry about whether they mailed the check or whatever. It's ReliaFund, R-E-L-I-A-F-U-N-D, ReliaFund.com. Click on the banner at the top of the page, thebobdavispodcast.com, for more info about ReliaFund, or call them 866-243-5040. That's 866-243-5040. Ask for Kevin Hill or Greg Lowry at ReliaFund.com. And then there are the astrologists. They are never without a voice and a vote in these apocalyptic orgies of YouTube videos. They are entirely convinced, absolutely convinced, that the stars predict our future, and this is what you have to watch out for. Then they'll tell you.
Assertion, willpower, focus, attack on a project, aggression. The other reason Mars is very strong is that it's out of bounds, what is called out of bounds. So from the 7th of July to the 24th of September, it has gone beyond the normal 23 degrees of declination as defined by the Earth's orbit around the Sun. Because by the total lunar eclipse, Mars will have moved to 25 degrees south, beyond that normal 23 degrees. And when a planet is out of bounds, as Mars is at the moment, it is considered to be more out of control, or more extreme, or more maverick in how it manifests its symbolism. And it's ever so easy to lash out if you feel you're being criticized or you're reacting too quickly to someone. So really, really try and be the witness.
Or that volcanoes and earthquakes, which occur far more commonly than you might think, and that there are earthquakes all the time on this planet. We are living, on a planet that has a molten core still, and things happen all the time. And volcanoes symbolically are a reflection of our own anger. Or is that literally?
This lunar eclipse that is about to occur on July 27th beats all eclipses that I have been speaking about throughout the years. There will be considerable losses that are occurring. This is a total lunar eclipse that's happening on July 27th. This lunar eclipse will be very tight with Mars. So the degree of the eclipse is 10 degrees of Capricorn, and Mars and K2 will be within a degree of this moon. So this is going to bring out all sorts of radical events. There will be so much anger that has been building, that has been brewing, that will surface and will pretty much explode. So that is one of the reasons why I believe we've been having these volcanic eruptions, because it's very symbolic of all the emotion coming from deep within that is being purged.
And all this isn't even the half of it. Enter Antichrist Donald Trump, and you'll get hours of videos that will give you all sorts of fits of fear or laughter. Enter Illuminati, and you'll learn all about how the entertainment business is run by satanic worshipers or reptilian aliens or both. Just watch this footage from Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, and this proves it. Some of these videos have 1,000 views. Some have thousands or hundreds of thousands. People put them up to ride the wave and get credit, and almost all of them, in fact, I would say all of them, are imitating someone else. They're taking somebody else's information and repeating it. I also have a theory, by the way. I may as well put my own theory in here, is that I think this is misinformation or disinformation. I think it is designed to confuse, distort, or cause people to lose faith in themselves and the institutions of their society, up to and including the UFO stuff, the Q stuff, and if you watch YouTube, you know what I'm talking about. The Russia Today stuff, all this stuff is basically propaganda designed to create a sense of despair about the future. One of my favorite theories is a pole shift. Oddly enough, something that's actually possible. The poles of the Earth, north and south, are about to shift, or they have shifted, and eventually a new equator will be established.
Our polar reversal, our polar shift, is speeding up rapidly. I'm not an expert again, but when we look at what's happening and the speed of what's happening. And there's so much evidence to show that things can just change in an instant. So I think a lot of what we've gotten in the past has been just basically to keep people, you know, from freaking out.
Good morning, folks. We've got a bit of space weather, landslides, fire, ice, extreme weather, and Earth's magnetic reversal may be happening faster than anticipated.
Now, some say it's already in progress, and in truth, the poles have moved something like 5 degrees north and south. Some say if you look, you will see the sun setting slightly to the south of where it used to. But, you know, if you didn't mark it on your deck, or like, for example, my father-in-law's deck points straight out to the lake, and he can watch the sunset according to the season. So as you know, the sun moves from you know, one position to the other in the sky when summer comes. So through the seasons, the sun is moving because the planet is moving, and it's changing its, based on this axis, 23-degree lean that the planet has, and it wobbles and everything else. It's not a perfect globe. You see the sun move. Well, supposedly people who pay attention to this stuff notice that the planet is actually tilting even further over. So the sun is rising further to the south and setting further to the south. Now, NASA says it's either due to an historic wobble, which they just discovered. So they knew that the planet was wobbling. They knew that the poles were shifting. So now they went back and they looked at some data and they figured out that there's also this historic wobble, which is in effect. So they're not sure if it's the historic wobble or what they describe as global warming or climate change melting the ice sheets at the poles and causing problems. I'm not even going to address that because I think that is still theory. I know people get mad at me for saying that. I don't care. I see too many contradictions to blame something like that on global warming. Then you get people who say that it's due to the arrival of the planet Nibiru, which is this giant planet on a 3,000-year elliptical orbit through the deepest reaches of our solar system. It should be now visible. None of that has been proven. In fact, as far as I know, an elliptical orbit around our solar system, most of the planets, all the planets on a circular orbit roughly around the sun. I don't think an elliptical orbit is possible. I think we would know by now if it was there. But all the conspiracists say that it is there, and they do know, and they're coming up with these cover stories. Do I know for a fact? No. So it could be happening, and I think it'd be pretty spectacular if the planet showed up and hit our planet, right? And what if we are cast into a lake of fire, we're all going to be dead anyway. So what's the difference? But the poles are drifting, and supposedly the actual planet will eventually shift to catch up with the pole, but I don't even know if that's proven. So you could have a pole shift. Now, that's happened before. Some people believe the Great Flood was due to the pole shift. There's all sorts of predictions about things. I've told you all my stories about these shows like Walking Dead and other apocalyptic type shows. There's a show called Extinction, which is coming out on Netflix, which I can't wait to watch. We see these shows where people are put in this situation where something's happened and the planet it's post-disaster, post-apocalyptic world, and you have to function in a post-apocalyptic world. And this is the whole basis for preppers and everybody that's getting ready and prepared and so forth. It's possible that Hollywood, and because we are watching these shows, we are seeing something subconsciously, and it draws us to it because we're seeing something subconsciously. Is there any proof of that? No, I just think that. Maybe that's something to think about. So I would just like to say in closing, you know, I was very disturbed this morning when I saw this thing on the back of a car, and it's the artwork for this podcast. I'm disturbed by this apparent despair that people have, that they can't be positive about the future. They can't think positively. And I do believe that if you are constantly thinking negative, then you're going to draw negative things to you. I believe that. I think if you are constantly negative and you can't think positively about anything, I think you're going to be drawing bad situations and negativity, my brother, toward you. And I think it's really important that people overlook almost to this point some of all this negative stuff, at least the stuff that can't be proven, and kind of not pay any attention to the bad news that we hear all the time about all these terrible things that are happening. Because this is what sells newspapers, you know, quote unquote. This is what gets people to, this is what pulls eyeballs to videos. This is what gets people to click on websites. This is what gets people to watch longer or listen longer. All these terrible things that this is all we hear about. You know, somebody slashes off somebody's finger. Somebody bashes somebody in the head. You know, some poor old guy gets shot in an RV. You know, on and on and on. And it brings people down. And then that despair is reinforced by all of this apocalyptic nonsense from the religious people who cannot give you a date when Jesus is going to come back. You know, if you ask a religious person, when is this going to happen? If you ask a New Age person who believes that we're going to have this energy event that's going to take place, and you say, okay, well, when's it going to happen? Give me a date. They can't. And they'll say, and I've done podcasts about this too, this is one of the things that infuriates me the most, I guess. I hate to use the word infuriate. It makes me curious that they can't give you a date, and they never give you a date. And or some will say, well, it's already happened. We just don't, we don't realize it, or you don't realize it because you haven't been one of the chosen ones. Or, you know, we hypnotize this guy, and he says that we have to watch for this. And it gets, the closer and closer you get to a definitive date, it gets more and more detailed and confusing at the same time. And it's a con. Nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. You got to get up every day and go, you know what? I'm having fun doing this thing that I'm doing. I'm going to do this. And, or if you don't like your job, I'm going to get up and go to work and do my job and come home tonight and make a great dinner and sit out on the deck and quit freaking out about all these things that are happening. Or at least think of it in terms of entertainment and humor. And maybe that's what, people are doing, is thinking about this as entertainment and humor. And if that's what you're doing, good on you. Well, by the time you hear this, it will probably be all over with, right? And we'll be getting ready to do another one of these podcasts. It's at the next turn in the road where people think it's the end of the world. Appreciate the likes and shares and favoriting and donations. Thank you, Ed Nass, for $30. It's going right into the tank. Appreciate all of the interest on Facebook and Twitter and what's my favorite? Instagram. And I appreciate the donations. As I mentioned, you can listen to the Bob Davis podcast if you have an Android device on Stitcher.com or tune in. Also iTunes, blogtalkradio.com, Google Play, and many, many more. And right off the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. I have streaming, so you just, as soon as you hit the page, you're going to be hearing streaming. If you scroll up, it'll stop. You can click on any of the blog entries with podcasts and listen to the podcast right off the page, or download the RSS feed directly from the page. I need some people to go to the page. I'm watching that thing. I need some traffic on the page. Go to thebobdavispodcast.com, please, before the end of the world, so I can be pleased with my analytics as the planet is blown to smithereens. Thanks for listening to the Bob Davis podcast. Speaking of despair, it's surreal, man. Thanks for listening to podcast 741, the Bob Davis podcast. Maybe I can get to 750 before the end of the world.
At the end of July will be the longest lunar eclipse in the last 100 years. It says here, the longest lunar eclipse of the 21st century.
The great quake of 2018, megathrust. That's what we can expect more than likely this year.
I know that there's been a lot of speculation out there regarding what does this blood moon that's coming up signify? What is it? What is the sign? What is it for? And a lot of people have, some people have talked about it being the start of the 70th week of Daniel. I personally believe that the beginning of sorrows has to happen before the 70th week. And then after the beginning of sorrows, during that time period, there's going to be a restructuring of government. And then, you know, the 10 kings are going to rise, and then they're going to create this, this peace treaty, reconfirm the peace treaty that's kind of already in place.